Welcome back to the Real Talk with Dana podcast, where we talk all things nutrition, health, fitness, and mindset with a healthy side of sarcasm. I'm your host, Dana Montes of Real Food with Dana. I'm a nutritionist and body image coach, teaching women how to heal their relationship with food and their bodies, ditch the diet cycle for good, and truly thrive with real food, one delicious meal at a time. Hey there, internet. So I have a bonus episode for you today because I was feeling really inspired yesterday when I was talking to and ranting with one of my friends about this topic. And I was like, hey, I turned it into an Instagram post and you guys really seem to like it. Why don't I turn it into a podcast too? So I was chatting, okay, honestly, ranting with Laura from The Sassy Dietitian, who I've had on the podcast before. And we decided that we all need to start talking about diets like drug commercials. You know, the ones that sound great, that promise to fix all of your problems until you get to the terrifying list of potential side effects that are listed in extremely fast voiceover fashion. This is actually a running joke in my family because anytime one of those commercials comes on, I have been known to do my own voiceover of, oh, here's all the problems that we've promised you to fix, but actually the drug's going to make them worse and could result in even worsening symptoms and death. And this is not to say that medications are not helpful and that we shouldn't have medications. And obviously you need to list all of the potential side effects for these medications because companies have been sued over this. But here's the thing, because have you ever actually listened to those prescription drug commercials? Because like I said, they promise you one thing to aid whatever symptoms you're experiencing, but then in the side effects part, which they try to read over super fast so you don't actually hear or pay attention to them, have you noticed that some of the side effects actually include a worsening of the very symptoms that you're taking the drug for? And some side effects that are even worse than the initial symptoms and the reason that you wanted to seek out this drug in the first place. So this is where the connection with diets comes in. Because while many people go on diets for weight loss, you're actually getting way more than that. And depending on which one you pick and how long you do it for, the way more part is not actually a positive thing. And we're talking about the type and dosage, if you will. And there's a reason that, going back to the drug companies, they say that you should ask your doctor if this drug is right for you. There's a reason why you shouldn't just jump on any elimination diet or fad diet or whatever it is. Because what about your unique health history, your family history or genetics, food allergies or sensitivities, blood work, everything that makes you a unique little snowflake in this world? Why do you think there are a million and one diets and diet books out there? Because depending on the person, something different will work for everyone, which is also exactly why you should run in the other direction like the Night King is coming for you if you have any practitioner, influencer, or so-called nutrition expert that says this is the one and only diet or exercise plan or supplement for anyone, and everyone will guaranteed it's going to fix all of your problems. Okay, just trust me, it will. You only have to spend hundreds of dollars on my program to get the results. You have to believe me. Haven't you seen all my before and after Transformation Tuesday pictures? I swear, it's the best thing ever. That's my first of my mini rants for today. And so I thought it would be fun to give you guys my own version of a diet / drug commercial. And this can be any fill in the latest fad diet commercial. This is obviously completely exaggerated and sensationalized because hello, it's me, but you get the idea. And it is way more fun, I have to say, doing this on a podcast than on Instagram because I actually get to do the fun drug commercial voices. All right, so here we go. And feel free to make fun of me afterwards for whatever voice I choose to use because I don't really know what's going to come out right now. So, are you ready for quick fix weight loss to get rid of all of your inflammation and stress and body fat and food sensitivities and live your happiest life ever? Talk to your doctor, who most likely has very little nutrition training, to see if this diet is right for you. Side effects may include, also interlude here, I was totally thinking of reading these in a voiceover voice similar to the drug commercial as fast as humanly possible, but then you probably would have missed half of this information. So if you want, maybe listen once at regular speed and then go back and listen on like double or triple the speed and you'll get the idea. Also, disclaimer here, this does not include specific therapeutic diets that are done for legitimate medical reasons like the ketogenic diet for autism or epilepsy, which is initially what it was created for. Okay, disclaimer's over. Let's do this. Side effects of dieting may include initial weight loss with a side of being totally metabolically screwed and a completely destroyed relationship with food in your body, which, by the way, who knows how long it's going to take you to fix, because this diet or doing any other diet sure as hell is not going to fix it. So good luck there, because we just screwed you up. Sorry, sucker, we got your money. And we're going to continue playing off your insecurities, saying that it's your own damn fault that you failed and not the diet's fault. Spoiler alert, it really is our fault, the diet's fault, but we're not going to tell you that. No. Okay, more side effects. Insulin resistance when going too low carb for too long. Wait, isn't this the opposite of what you were going for with low carb? Haha, got you again. Digestive distress when ingesting higher fat foods due to going low fat for too long. Even more digestive distress from eating too much protein. And even more digestive distress from taking too many supplements or weight loss pills. Basically, all of the digestive issues for you to look forward to. Then, inevitable weight rebound from too much caloric restriction or yo-yo dieting. Also, yo-yo dieting can be a side effect, and you feel like you can never get out of this cycle. Disordered eating, potentially leading to eating disorders and feeling the need to control your food at all times. Feeling completely out of control around food while still trying to control it. Inability to savor the pleasures of eating. Not knowing what to eat if you can't log it in MyFitnessPal. Not knowing what hunger really feels like anymore. Body dysmorphia, which is always fun, low to no energy, severe nutrient and mineral deficiencies, and malnutrition and symptoms resulting from these, being hungry all the time, constantly thinking about food and when you can eat next, what you can eat next, and how many grams of everything is in the food you can eat next. Fixation on forbidden foods or no foods that you keep telling yourself you shouldn't eat, leading to food obsession and guilt anytime you do eat them, also known as getting caught in the shame spiral. Losing all of your friends because you keep bringing your scale to weddings and events. This is a great one from Laura. Losing all of your friends because you won't stop talking about your diet or your new exercise fad like you're trying to sell them a crappy used car. Fearing social events because of the foods that will be available, having anxiety about whether or not you will eat those foods, and then more anxiety about what people will think of you if you eat those foods. Loss of your menstrual cycle or irregular menstrual cycles, decline in thyroid and adrenal hormones, and many other health issues, which also plays into metabolic adaptation and adaptive thermogenesis. Hair thinning and loss, cold hands and feet, inability to regulate your body temperature. Oh, and don't forget an eventual decrease in performance and strength because you're under-eating. Also, realizing that you're not actually happy or more confident despite the initial weight loss because you realized that losing the weight wouldn't fix all of your problems as you hoped it would. Oh, and it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. So what you're really saying is, I'm going to be experiencing all of these side effects for life. Great, can't wait. So that's the end of my diet commercial. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This is a little bit obviously different from my typical podcast episodes, but I really enjoyed it. So hey, maybe I will do more things like this. I would love to know from you guys, what did I miss? What other side effects should I have included in here? And I can include them in the comments for the podcast, or hey, maybe record a part two. So feel free to email me, DM me on Instagram, anywhere you can find me. I would love to hear your feedback. And this was quite the rant of a short episode. I would love to know what you guys think, if you loved it, if you hated it. If you hated it, please don't leave me a 1-star rating on iTunes. That's just mean. But hey, if you loved it, that would really help other people find the show, and that would be great. Or honestly, rate it, review it, wherever you listen to podcasts to help get the word out, share it with family, friends, on Instagram, wherever. Honestly, word of mouth is the best to help squash all of the nutrition and fitness BS out there, one conversation at a time. And we will be back next week with our regularly scheduled programming and my non-fake commercial voices. See you guys then. Thanks for listening to Real Talk with Dana. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with your family and friends and share the love by throwing us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, which will help spread the word and do a small part to correct all of the fitness and nutrition misinformation or bullshit that's out there, which is only causing people to become more unhealthy. Come find me anywhere at Real Food with Dana on Instagram and Facebook. Join the Real Talk with Dana Facebook group for more support and discussion on these episodes, and come hang out over on realfoodwithdana.com for the show notes and totally epic and delicious recipes.